我们打开哥林多前书第三章。
Let's open to the First Corinthians chapter 3.
还是请弟兄姐妹帮忙。
We'll also want to ask the help of the brothers and sisters.
我们把这章的圣经再读过一遍。
Let us read this whole chapter together again.
一、二、三。
And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal.As to babes in Christ, I fed you with milk and not with solid food. But until now you were not able to receive it. And even now you are still not able, but you are still carnal. For where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal, and behaving like mere men? For when one says, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal? Who then is Paul?And who is Apollos, but ministers through whom you believe, as the Lord gave to each one. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives increase. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor.For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builds on it. But later, each one takes heed how it builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.Anyone eats from this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work, of what sort it is. If anyone's work is in a human, it endures, he will receive a reward, for anyone's work is from it.Suffer less, but he himself will be saved, but so as though through the fire. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Let no one suffer this though. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become holy to the end.
低头有点祷告。
Let us bow head in prayer.
爱我们的天父，我们要感谢赞美你。
Oh Father, we want to praise you because you loved us.
谢谢你在我们身上有诸般的恩典和慈爱。
We thank you for your mercy and kindness that you have bestowed upon each one of us.
我们更要感谢你在我们身上有百般的忍耐。
We do thank you all the patience that show towards us.
我们深深地相信。
For we deeply believe.
我们能够聚集在你的脚前。
We can come here and gather before thy feet.
就是你爱我们的证据。
It's the evidence that you have loved us.
你爱我们。
You love us.
你愿意对我们启示你的自己。
You're willing to reveal thyself to us.
我们相信你借着圣经能够把你自己最清楚准确的启示出来。
For we truly believe that you're able through the Bible to reveal your true self to us.
我们更相信圣灵是唯一解释圣经的权威。
I would also believe only the Holy Spirit had the authority to explain the Bible.
我们求我们的保惠师。
We do ask our Comforter.
带我们进入一切的真理。
To lead us into all truth.
好让我们在你话语的光中。
So that in the light of your word.
我们更多的认识你。
That we can come to know you more.
我们也更愿意让别人认识你。
And we're willing that others may also come to know you.
求你听我们这样的祷告。
Please hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
有哪些弟兄姐妹昨天晚上没有来的，请举手。
Please put up your hand if brother and sister you wasn't with us last night.
好，谢谢，欢迎你们。
Thank you, welcome.
昨天晚上我们花了一些时间来读第三章。
Last night we spent some time together reading our First Corinthians chapter 3.
在第三章的里面。
And in this chapter 3,
保罗借着这一章的圣经。
Through this chapter, Paul,
让我们看见以主为中心的侍奉他的基本原则在哪里。
And through this chapter, Paul show us what is the basic principle of service that is centered on Christ.
我们一定要记住。
Let us all remember.
接信的人。
Those that believe.
Those who receive this letter.
Those that receive this letter.
他们是信主的。
They believe the Lord.
他们是主的孩子。
They are the children of God.
他们有永远的生命。
They already have the eternal life.
他们被称为是圣徒。
They also been called saints.
然而他们却行事为人并不是受圣灵的管制。
But that walk, that deeds were not controlled by the Holy Spirit.
他们是受他们自己管制。
They were governed by themselves.
受自己管制。
Because they are governing themselves.
就是以自我为中心。
Which means they are self-centered.
以自我为中心的人。
And someone that is self-centered.
圣经中称之为属肉体。
The Bible calls them as carnal.
属肉体的人。
And those that are carnal.
不是没有爱心。
Does not mean they don't have love.
不是没有热心。
Does not mean they don't have zeal.
不是没有恩赐。
It doesn't mean they don't have gift.
不是没有能力。
It doesn't mean they don't have power.
不是没有做工的果效。
And also doesn't mean they're working without results.
请记住。
But please remember.
在哥林多那个地方
At the place of Corinth
能够有一个耶稣基督的见证
And there can have the testimony of Jesus Christ
能够有神的教会
And also have the church of God
这是一件极为了不起的事情
It is a most marvelous thing that have happened
我们今天读哥林多书信的时候
But today when we readThe letters to the Corinthians.
我们很少想到在哥林多这个地方怎么还会有人信耶稣。
It's puzzling to us that how come there still be people believing in the Lord at the place of Corinth.
那是一个充满着偶像的地方。
For that place was full of idols.
充满着邪灵的地方。
And full of evil spirits.
充满着淫乱的地方。
And full of adultery.
充满着骄傲自大的地方。
And full of pride and boasting.
你如果记得在哥林多前书第一章
If you remember in the first chapter of First Corinthians,
保罗在讲到哥林多的弟兄姐妹的时候
When Paul talking to the brothers and sisters there,
哥林多的教会没有一样东西输给其他的教会
It, that the brothers and sisters at Corinth had come knowing behind comparing to other churches.
他们会讲方言
They can speak in tongues.
事实上他们方言讲太多
And they speak in many tongues.
所以保罗在整在神在全本圣经中唯一要教导一个教会不要乱讲方言的就是哥林多
And throughout the whole Bible the one and only church that Paul need to teach them not to speak tongues wrongly is Corinth
哥林多充满着神迹奇事
Because in Corinth they are full of miracles
如果我们用现代的眼光来看哥林多教会
If we look at them from today's viewpoint
哥林多教会是一个兴旺的教会。
We can say the church at Corinth is prosperous.
是圣灵充满的教会。
It's a church that filled by the Holy Spirit.
大有能力的教会。
It's a church that full of power.
满有医治能力的教会。
And they also, the church have healing power.
又可以传福音的教会。
And they also preaching the gospel.
我想你在那种教会里面。
And I think if you were in that church.
你走路都有风了。
If you know you walk and there was winds come blowing,
人家问你在哪里聚会啊
？For when people ask you where did you gather？
哥林多
，at Corinth。
他们有太多可以值得骄傲的地方
，because there's so many things they can be proud of。
然而保罗却直截了当的对他们说
，But yet Paul speaks them straightly。
你们是属肉体的
，You are carnal。
你们在基督里是 baby。
You are babes in Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
But dear brothers and sisters,
外面的轰轰烈烈
All the excitement that's external.
外面的工作的果效
And all the outward result that you have produced
都不能取代里面生命的成熟
They cannot substitute for the maturity within it.
请注意
Please pay attention.
年龄不会带来成熟。
Aging does not produce maturity.
华人教会对这个方面非常不懂。
But Chinese church do not understand this point.
所以华人教会谁老谁就好像很属灵。
And so they look at the people, those that are older must be more spiritual.
那其实没有这回事。
But that's not the case.
你可以长老。
You can be an elder.
No, you can grow old.
You can grow old.
但是你没有办法 grow mature.
But you cannot grow mature.
人要进入成熟。
For a man to become mature,
它不会自然发生的。
It does not happen naturally.
必须是一个人被神的话语所改变。
It must be because that person has been transformed by the word of God.
一个人被圣灵充满。
A person that has been filled by the Holy Spirit.
一个人的肉体被彻底的破碎和对付
And that person's flesh has been dealt by the Holy Spirit and become broken
才有真实的成熟
Then there's true maturity
所以保罗对着他们
So when Paul speaking to them
保罗在这里摆了一个明显的对比
And Paul set before them a very vivid comparison
属灵的
Spiritual
属肉体的
And carnal
让他们自己看一看
And so that they can look at themselves
你是属什么的
Who do you belong to?
那昨天我们讲过属肉体有很多方面的表现
And last night we talk about Someone that is carnal have many many outward manifestations
属肉体的人就喜欢夸耀自己是属于什么的
Those that are carnal they like to boast themselves of some type
属肉体的人是有嫉妒纷争的
And those that are carnal, they have envy, strife, and division
属肉体的人是看不起别人的
Those that are carnal, they will look down on other people
属肉体的人是他做事是按照世界的方法
And those that are carnal, they will do things following the ways in the world
然后保罗昨天我们昨天也分享到保罗提出第二个对比
But also last night we saw Paul set a second comparison
第二个对比的里面
And in the second comparison
保罗讲到 栽种和浇灌。
And Paul speak of those that planting and those that watering.
你知道保罗在讲属肉体和属灵的对比的时候。
We see that when Paul comparing the spiritual against the carnal.
保罗是让我们知道以主为中心的侍奉。
He is showing us what it means to be a service centered in God.
是生命比工作重要。
For the life is more important than the work.
是属灵生命的成熟比事工的果效重要。
For the maturing of the life, it has more important than the result of the work.
当保罗讲到栽种与浇灌的时候，
When Paul speaks about planting and watering,
保罗所要带我们看见的
and Paul wants us to see,
是工作的本身
is the work itself,
以及做工的人
and also the worker,
都是属于神来掌管的
They are all controlled by God.
工作是神的
The work belongs to God.
神要分给谁来跟他同工是神的主权。
It's God's authority to divide the work to give it to people.
工作是属于神的。
For the work belongs to God.
所以人不需要替神出主意。
So man does not help God make up his mind.
人不要替神想办法。
And man cannot help God to do the thinking.
神知道他在做什么。
For God knows what He's doing.
过去差不多有二十年的时间
About 20 years ago,
许多华人的传道人
There was many Chinese preachers.
真的是很爱中国
They really love China.
他们真的很希望中国福音化
They really want to see the gospel evangelize China.
心是非常的好
Their heart was so good.
但是他们忘记了一件事
But they forgot one thing.
神的工作
That is God's work.
必须神来推动
Must be moved by God.
必须神来带领
Must be led by God.
必须按照神的方式来做
Must be according to God's ways.
当人伸手要取代神来做事的时候
But when men put their hand into God's work,
人所带下来的
And what they have produced
就是不是福音的福音
is not the type of gospel that is called gospel.
我们必须明白
But we must understand
工作是属于主的
Work belongs to God.
必须让主自己有一切的主宰
And let God have full authority over his own work.
我们不要用文化来帮神的忙
Do not let use our knowledge to help God.
Culture
to help God.
不要用情感来帮神的忙。
And don't use our feeling to help God.
我们要让神自己做他要做的工作。
Let God do his own work.
工人也是属于主的。
But the worker also belongs to God.
因为是属于主的。
Because they belong to God.
主有绝对的主权。
God has a full authority
要谁做什么事
to send someone to do his work.
不知道你在教会里面有没有经验
I do not know whether you have this experience in the church.
常常你觉得他哪里有资格
You point at a person and say, how can he worthy for that work?
当我把二十几岁的年轻人摆在讲台上讲道的时候
When I ask someone that's in their 20s to stand on the pulpit and give a message,
我们中间50岁、60岁的老基督徒
in the midst of my meeting, those that are in their 40s, 50s, and 60s,
他们会说、他在 diaper 的时候我就认识他。
他 that when he was a babyhood, I already saw him, know him.
他懂什么、
What does he know?
他念高中的时候闯什么祸我都知道
When he's in high school All the trouble he make I know all about him
他在大学里面那个死样子
And even in university All the trouble he caused I know it
你知道大学生呢他们特别是在美国长大的大学生呢
For a university student Especially in US
我们很多中国的老人是看不惯的。
And there's a lot of Chinese older men, they cannot, older people, they are really cannot accept their ways.
譬如说来到教会啊。
For example, when the young people came to the church meeting,
他管你是谁啊？
They don't care who you are.
他管你多老啊？
They don't care how old you are.
他好像没看到你一样啊。
They, as if they didn't see you at all.
然后你把他叫过来，过来，过来，过来。
And you ask him, come here.
然后他看着你。
And then he turned around and looked at you.
因为他从小就认识你。
Because since young, he knows you.
啊，你叫他。
And when you call him,
他看看你。
He looked at you.
Good morning.
早上好。
Then disappeared.
就消失了。
不见了。
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 Disappeared.
你想想看我们这些老人家。
Then you think about for those that are older people.
这么不懂事啊。
That child has no respect.
啊，看到我们都不会打招呼啊。
That when they saw me, they didn't even pay courtesy to me.
啊，跟我们讲话。
Doesn't want to speak to us.
什么东西啊？
What kind of person is he?
然后你要叫他讲道。
And now you ask that person to speak on the pulpit.
他哪里有资格？
How he's not worthy to be speaking.
他哪里知道？
But little did they know.
这一个年轻人。
This young man.
曾经有多少次跪在神的面前，被神破碎对付。
How many times he was broken by God and kneeling before God.
他哪里知道这个年轻人为了跟随主曾经放过牺牲过多少的时间和金钱。
How do they know how many sacrifice and even financial sacrifice that this young man can give up for God?
我们常常就是看人的外表。
So often we only look at people outwardly. 所以
我们以为他不够资格。
And we said that person is not suitable.
我们却不明白。
But yet, we do not understand.
所有服侍主的人是主的人。
Everyone that serves God belongs to God.
是神给他的机会。
It's God given them the opportunity.
是神特意的安排。
It's God's special arrangement.
我们如果知道工作是属于主的
So if we know that the work belongs to God
我们知道做工的人是属于主的
And the worker also belongs to God
我们在侍奉的过程中
And throughout our service
我们没有重担
We have no burden
不是我们的事啊
Because that is not my work
是主的事啊
And it's God's work
做好
IfI do well.
感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank God.
搞砸了。
And if I didn't do it well,
我们还要感谢赞美主。
We also give thanks and praise God.
多少时候就是因为搞砸了，人才学到更深的功课。
And because many times in our failure, that we'll learn a deeper lesson.
你知道多少时候我们搞得很顺利啊？
But so often when everything runs so smoothly,
很成功啊，成功啊，有那个括号的成功啊
，and double quoted success,
事情做好了
，yes, the work is finished.
我们的尾巴也翘起来了
，but yet at the same time we're so proud of ourselves.
我们属灵的生命没有长进
，yet our spiritual life did not grow mature.
反而让我们成为魔鬼嘲笑的对象。
But instead, we become the laughingstock of the devil.
工作是属于主的。
Our work belongs to God.
做工的人也是属于主的。
The worker belongs to God.
做工的人算不得什么。
The worker mean nothing.
永远不要把一个服侍主的人摆在一个位置上，好像他可以取代主一样。
Never put a servant of God in a position where he substitutes the place of the Lord.
这是昨天我们在这里交通的。
That is what we have fellowship here last night.
我们今天要看保罗讲的另外一幅图画。
And tonight we're going to look at another picture that Paul wants to share with us.
这一个对比。
And in this comparison,
是讲到根基与建造。
It speaks of the foundation and the building.
第九节。
In verse 9,
这里说因为我们是与神同工的。
It says, for we are God's fellow workers.
你们是神所耕种的田地。
You are God's field.
神所建造的房屋。
You are God's building.
保罗在这里很清楚地让我们知道
Paul says here very clearly to us
神要在我们的生命中
God is going to work in our life
耕种我们
And he wants to plant in us
好说吗
Do you willing feel that it's good?
被耕种是好受的事吗
If you are beingPlanned on, is that a good thing?
不好说。
It's difficult.
但是一块田地没有被耕种过。
But if a field have never been planted,
永远不会有好收成。
Then there's no harvest.
所以基督徒的生命
So the life of a Christian,
你要期待
There's full of hope.
你要 fully expected.
You need to fully expect.
神要用犁来耕我们。
For God will use the plow to plow you.
你如果现在还没有那种感觉
If you have never experienced this,
不要急。
Don't be anxious.
只要你是神的儿女。
As long as you are God's children,
保证有。
One day you will experience that.
你都不知道为什么。
And you cannot explain why.
为什么你要这样子的被对付。
That why God want to deal with you this way.
神用什么工具对付你是不一样的。
I mean, the tools that God will use against you is different.
他下面也说我们是神所建造的房屋。
And it also said you are God's building.
你知道在中东那个地方
Do you know that in the Middle East
他们盖房子
When they build a house
基本上是石头
The material they use mostly stones
那里不出什么木头的
Because there are very few timbers there
这样清楚吗
Is that clear to you?
你如果记得所罗门要盖圣殿的时候木头哪里来的
Do you understand? Can you remember when Solomon was building the temple? Where did he get the wood from?
很麻烦啊，好远的地方送过来的，对吧
？Was very difficult. Had to come from a very far place.
去过巴勒斯坦那块地的人
，and those have been to the place of Palestine.
你现在看到绿色的东西
，Can you see all those green fields?
都是人工的
，They are all man-made.
一百年以前都没有的
100 years ago.They are not there.
基本上那个地方就是石头，石头还是石头。
When you look everywhere, it's stone upon stone and stones.
所以盖房子就是用石头。
So when they build a house, they use stones.
我们是神所建造的房屋。
We are God's building.
一块石头拿来要盖房子。
When you take up a stone and want to use it to build a house,
方方正正的、哦、
and it needs to be cut square and evenly.
天生就是这样美好。
Is every stone naturally formed that way?
然后每一块跟每一块摆起来，完美。
And you put all the stones upon one another and it was perfectly fit.
可能吗
Is it possible?
不可能的。
It's impossible.
每一块石头都要被好好的修理啊。
Every stone that can be used has to be cut on.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
什么时候你跟我的这块石头
When You and I as the stone.
被修剪到一个对的光景。
And have been worked on until it is right.
可以跟别的石头排在一起。
And then you can put it on another stone.
不会倾斜。
And yet there is no out of place.
不会移动。
And there is no movement.
简单吗？
Is it easy?
不简单哦。
It's not easy.
不管是耕种的田地，
whether it's a field that's been plowed on,
不管是建造的房屋，
whether it's a building that's been built,
它都有一个工具需要使用。
There's tools that must be used to work on.
有的时候可能是用大一点的工具。
Sometimes you have to use a bigger equipment.
有的时候要用小的工具。
Sometimes you have to a small tools.
各种不同的工具。
There's different tools and equipments.
在神的家里。
In the house of God.
神真正想要得到的。
What God really wants to gain.
不是工具。
It's not the tools or equipment.
是器皿。
It's the vessel.
同意吗？
Do you agree?
但是器皿怎么可以成为器皿呢？
But how is a vessel being formed?
是需要工具的。
It needs tools to work on it.
对吧？
Is that right?
现在懂不懂了？
And now do we understand?
我们在神的家里。
When we are in the house of God,
其实很多时候我们都是工具。
Many times we are the tools.
啊，你们都不阿门的哈。
How come you're not saying amen?
我们是被神捡来用在神的手中啊，去对付别人的。
God have chosen you to be in His hand as the tool to work on other people.
有没有啊？
Is that right?
当你是工具的时候，
And when you are just a tool,
别人都怕你，
And everybody afraid of you,
别人都要让你，
And everybody will give way to you,
你很爽，
And you feel so good,
对吧？
Is that right?
那个时候你觉得我是对的，
And you say that I'm right,
被我对付那个人是错的，
That person is wrong.
但是弟兄姐妹记住，
But brother and sister, please remember,
是工具比较有福呢？
Is the tool that is more blessed?
还是那个被对付的对象比较有福呢？
Or is the vessel that is being worked on by the tools that are more blessed?
不讲话。
You got nothing to say?
工具没有福的。
The tool has no blessing.
永恒中、永世中没有工具。
For in eternity, there is no tools.
工具进入永恒是进不去的。
Because as tools, you never can enter eternity.
因为永世中不需要工具。
Because in eternity, there is no need for tools.
今天很多人在地上做工具很神奇啊。
But that today, so many people, they're so excited to be the tools.
但记住，
But let's remember,
进入永恒你失业。
If you enter eternity, you lost your job.
你完全无用。
Because you are useless.
但是如果你是被别的工具左对付右对付，
But if you have been worked on by that tool and the other tools,
进入永恒，
Entering eternity,
你有用处。
You are very useful.
你喜欢哪一个？
Which one do you like to be?
我们需要神开我们的眼睛。
We need God to open our eyes.
否则我们常常觉得自己，哇，这边很得意啊。
Otherwise, so often we feel that we are so great.
我们却不知道自己是可怜的工具。
And yet little did we know that we are the pitiful tools.
第十节。
Verse 10.
我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头立好了根基。
As a wife must, according to the grace of God, which was given to me, as a wise master builder.
保罗在这里讲到一件事。
Here Paul speak of one thing.
是在神的建造中。
In God's building,
有两样重要的东西。
There are two things that are so important.
一个是根基。
One is the foundation.
一个是建造。
The other is the building work.
保罗在这里告诉我们
And here Paul tells us
神给他了一个极大的恩典
God has given him a great grace
这个恩典让他好像是一个聪明的工头一样
And this grace that God gives to him make him like a wise master builder
他们立好了根基
After they have laid the foundation
记住这一个聪明工头的恩典
Remember the grace given to this wise master builder
不是只有给保罗一个人
It's not just given to Paul himself
如果你读其他的地方
If you read other scriptures
你就知道原来教会是建造在使徒的根基上
That you will come to know that the church is building upon the foundation of apostles.
换句话说，保罗在这里讲到他是一个聪明的工头。
That tells us here when Paul say he is a wise master builder.
他是站在一个使徒的地位上提到这件事情。
He is standing as an apostle speaking about this matter.
当然，如果我们没有仔细的读圣经。
But if we do not read the Bible carefully,
我们也许会发现说这个有问题啊。
Then you will say, oh, there's some problem here.
为什么有的地方的圣经说这个根基是使徒和先知的根基？
How come sometimes the Bible say the foundation is the apostles?
And the prophet.
And the prophets.
可是明明这十一节那里就是说已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督。
And yet in verse 11 it says, the foundation that already been laid is Jesus Christ.
什么意思?
What does it mean?
原来使徒与先知所立的根基。
Now we come to know that the foundation laid by apostles and prophets
就是他们所写的所传讲的
is what they have preached and what they have passed on.
一切关于主的事情
Everything that is about the Lord
主的所事
What, Who the Lord is
主所做的一切
Everything that the Lord has done
主所说的一切
Everything the Lord has spoken
从创立世界以前
Even from the creation of the world Before the creation of the world
到主的道成肉身
Even until the Lord came in flesh
到主在地上那段的日子
Even the days when the Lord Jesus was on the earth
主上十字架
And the Lord went to the cross
主从死里复活
And the Lord raised from the dead
到主升天
And the Lord ascended to heaven
直到有一天他一定在荣耀中回来
And one day he shall return in his glory
所有耶稣基督的一切
Everything that is of Jesus Christ.
这是使徒与先知所立下的根基。
They are the foundation laid down by the apostles and prophets.
严格地说。
So, speaking it more strictly.
这就是圣经。
This is the Bible.
因为圣经就是讲到主和主的一切。
For the Bible speak of the Lord and everything about him.
所以
Therefore,
保罗可以在这里很确定地说
And here Paul can clearly say
所立好的根基就是耶稣基督
The foundation that was laid is Jesus Christ
谁能够认识耶稣基督
But who can know Jesus Christ
谁能够更深地认识耶稣基督
Who can know more about Jesus Christ
到哪里去认识耶稣基督
And where can they go to know the Lord Jesus Christ?
不是我们自己的感觉
It's not by our own feeling.
不是我们的经历。
It's not our own experience.
是从神话语中启示出来的基督。
It's the Jesus Christ that is revealed through the Word of God.
那是唯一可靠的基督。
That is only one trustworthy Jesus Christ.
千万不要被一些人的见证欺哄。
Please be not be deceived by some people's testimony.
有人告诉你耶稣陪他散步。
And some people will tell you that Jesus walked with them.
有人告诉你耶稣给他按摩。
And some tell you Jesus giving them a massage.
有人告诉你耶稣跟他说这个耶稣跟他说那个。
Some will tell you that Jesus speak this to them and speak that to them.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
But dear brothers and sisters.
随便他说什么。
Doesn't matter what they say.
只要不是出于圣经的。
If it's not from the Bible.
那一个他讲的耶稣就不是教会根基的耶稣。
Then the Jesus they speak of is not the foundation that revealed through the Bible.
多少人告诉你他去了地狱。
And many people tell you they've been to hell.
告诉你他在那里遇见了耶稣。
And say that they met Jesus there.
耶稣跟他讲了一大堆的话。
And Jesus has spoken so many things to them.
我可以很确定的告诉你。
And I can say this truly to you.
他遇见的耶稣不是圣经启示的耶稣。
The Jesus that he had met is not the Jesus that revealed by the Bible.
这个非常重要。
This is very important.
如果他遇见的耶稣是圣经启示的耶稣。
If the Jesus he had met is the Jesus that revealed through the Bible.
耶稣跟他说的话就要加到圣经里面来。
Then the words that Jesus spoke to him will need to add it to the Bible.
对吧?
Is that right?
因为是神的话嘛。
Because it's God's word.
神的话你怎么可以把它删掉呢?
Now how can he take away the word of God?
但是你看看神耶稣他看见的那个耶稣跟他说的那些话不能放在圣经里的。
But if you listen what he told you about what Jesus said to him, those things cannot be written into the Bible.
那如果不能放在这里
If they cannot be written into the Bible,
那就不是耶稣说的。
That is not what Jesus has said.
对吧?
Isn't that right?
所以弟兄姊妹你现在真的要看见
So dear brother and sister, now you need to see.
神的话是何等的重要。
How important it is of the word of God.
你想认识耶稣。
You want to know Jesus.
你想更多认识耶稣。
You want to know more about Jesus.
你想真正的经历耶稣。
You want to experience the Lord Jesus.
你必须从圣经里面来遇见他。
You need to meet him through the Bible.
没有别的路。
There's no other way.
保罗说此外没有人能立别的根基。
Apart from this, no one can lay any other foundation.
不是没有人可以立别的根基。
It doesn't mean that nobody can lay any foundation.
很多人在2000年的历史中不知道立了多少不同的根基。
In the past 2000 years, so many people have laid so many different foundations.
但是那个根基就是没有永恒价值的根基。
But those foundations that have been laid have no eternal values.
因为那一个根基不是耶稣基督。
Because those foundations is not Jesus Christ.
当我们确实的知道
But when we come to truly know it,
教会
The church,
我们的信仰
Our belief,
它的根基
That its foundation
是基督
It's Christ.
唯独基督。
Only Christ.
只有基督。
Only, one and only Christ.
没有别的。
There's no other.
当你把基督再加上别的东西
If you add anything else to Christ,
你这个根基就已经不是神所启示的根基。
Then that foundation you lay is not the foundation revealed by God.
这是非常严肃的事。
For this is a very solemn matter.
因为堕落的人
Because the fallen man
就是喜欢在耶稣基督以外要加上什么
They just like to add things on top of what Jesus Christ is.
这是非常可怕的事。
It's a very fearful thing to do.
耶稣基督
Jesus Christ.
加上中国文化。
Add to it the Chinese culture.
就不再是教会的根基。
That is not the foundation of the church.
也不是我们信仰的根基。
And it's also not the foundation of our faith.
耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
加上我们的某一些的遗传。
Plus any our traditions.
就不再是教会的根基。
It's no longer the foundation of the church.
也不再是我们信仰的根基。
It's no longer the foundation of our faith.
这是严肃的事。
This is very, very serious.
每一件事情
in everything,
都需要用基督来衡量。
We need to measure it against Christ.
这是不是出于基督的？
Are these came out of Christ?
因为不出于基督的东西
anything that is not of Christ,
是无法进入到永恒的。
They cannot enter into eternity.
只有出于基督的
only the things that is of Christ,
才能够进入永恒
then they can enter eternity.
史百克弟兄有一句非常重要的话
Brothers, Austin Spark has said something very important.
他说源头就决定了结局
The
origin determine the destination.
Right. The origin determines the destiny.
一个东西不是从基督来的
Anything that's not come from Christ
就没有办法回到基督那里去
That is impossible for it to return to Christ.
今天我们在建立教会的事情上
And today in building the church
在属灵的追求上
And in the pursuing in spirituality,
我们必须严格地面对这个挑战。
We need to very strictly face this challenge.
今天有许多神的儿女。
But today, many children of God,
在基督以外加了很多很多的东西。
They have added many things outside of Christ.
这是一个极大的悲剧。
And it's a tragedy.
十二节。
In verse 12,
若有人用金银宝石草木和楔在这根基上建造
Now if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones,
当我读到这里的时候
And when I read up to this place,
我就想到说教会神已经立了一个根基
I can see that God had laid a foundation for the church.
然而神在教会立的根基以后
And after God have laid the foundation for the church
神却要求每一个基督徒
And God have required every Christian
我们要在这个根基上有建造
We have all have to build on top of this foundation
那请注意
Let us pay attention
你如果仔细地读登山宝训
If you read theBeatitudes carefully.
你无论是读马太
Whether you read the Gospel of Matthew
或者是路加
Or the Gospel of Luke
你会发现
Then you will discover
基督徒个人属灵生命的建造
You can see the building of the spiritual life of a Christian
也有一个根基
They also have a foundation.
这个根基是什么呢
？And what is that foundation？
就是耶稣说的
，is what Jesus has said。
如果有人听见我的话
，if anyone heard my saying，
就照着去行
，and they will obey and do it，
他们就好像能够把房子建立在一个磐石上
，then they are building their house upon the rock。
那如果没有呢
？But if they don't。
他们是建造在沙土上。
Then they are building on the sand.
什么意思
？What does it mean？
当你去仔细的思想这个东西的时候
，When you carefully think about this，
你发觉原来基督徒属灵生命的追求里面
，And you discover that in a Christian spiritual pursuit，
我们的生命能够扎在耶稣基督的这一个根基的磐石上
，We can。Grounded and rooted upon Jesus Christ as our foundation.
有一个条件
There's only one condition.
就是我们怎么对待神的话。
Is our attitude towards the Word of God.
如果你每个主日都聚会。
If you gather every Lord's Day.
你一年要听几次道。
How many sermons would you hear each year?
52了哈。
52 sermons.
再加上礼拜五要查经吧。
And then maybe on Friday night you have Bible study.
我不知道你们还有什么其他的机会没有。
And I don't know whether you have any other midweek meetings.
不管有多少。
It doesn't matter how many meetings you attend.
就是50个吧。
Maybe say there's 50 other meetings.
就算你一年只有50个。
Or let's say you only have 50 meetings in a year.
你听了很多神的话了。
You have heard many word of God.
而我还没有算上你自己在家里读的。
And I haven't even count the time you spend reading the Bible at home.
读了这么多。
You read so many, so much.
你听了这么多。
And heard so much.
你的生命呢？
What about your life?
有改变吗？
Is any change in your life?
如果没有。
If there's no change.
你有没有根基啊？
Ask yourself, do you have foundation?
耶稣基督是一个绝对稳固的根基。
Because Jesus Christ is a sure foundation.
但是你没有啊。
But you don't have.
你没有建在那个根基上啊。
You did not build upon this foundation.
要建在那个根基上有一个条件。
To build upon this foundation, there is a condition.
第一要听见。
Firstly, you need to hear.Listen.
听见。
You need to listen.
很多时候你听了。
Many times you have heard.
但你没听见。
But you did not listen.
你没听懂。
You did not understand what you heard.
你不知道神在说什么。
You do not understand what God is speaking to you.
如果没有听见。
And you did not heard.
你怎么遵守？
Then how can you keep it?
听见了不遵守。
If you have heard the word and you did not keep the word,
很麻烦啊。
Then it's a big problem.
因为你外面可以很快就盖起来啊。
Because outwardly you can build something very quickly.
我记得 Ian Bond 曾经说过这样的话。
I remember that Ian Bond had spoken this before.
如果你们不知道 Ian Bond 是谁。
If you don't know who is Ian Bond.
他是在过去200年内
In the past 200 years,
对于祷告最有学习的一个圣徒。
He is a saint that has learned most deeply about prayer.
如果你有机会
If you have the opportunity,
有一本书
There is one book,
是他的许多关于祷告的书里面最经典的一本。
It's the most representative book about prayer.In the midst of all the other books about prayer,
叫做祷告出来的能力
The power of prayer.
这本书有中文翻译
And this book is Chinese translation.
你如果读英文的
And if you read the English version,
你去 search 一下 Ian Bonds, B-O-N-D-S.
If you just go and search about Ian Bond,
你会发现很多他的书
You'll discover there are so many books.Of his.
他曾经说过一句很重要的话。
And there's something that he said very important.
他说世上的人
the people in the world
要寻找新的方法。
They're always looking for new ways, new methods.
新的手段。
And they want to look at new skills.
新的能力。
They're looking for new power.
新的组织。
They want to look at new system, organization.
想要给教会带来复兴。
They want to use those means to bring revival to the church.
人一直在寻找方法。
Man always looking for ways.
神在寻找人。
But God is looking for man.
神在寻找一些人是真的可以合他的心意。
God is looking for men that is of his own heart.
是一个人里面有基督成熟的生命。
Looking for men that have Christ formed in them.
温柔谦卑
is meekness and kindness.
体贴圣灵的意思。
They also understand the Holy Spirit.
只做神要他做的事。
They will only do the things that God wants them to do.
并且在一切事上依靠神。
And in everything, trusting in the Lord.
这样的人
This kind of people
在神的手中
In God's hand
比世界上一切的势力还要有用。
They are useful to God than any other things in the world.
你如果希望成为这样的人
If you want to become such a person
你必须让你属灵的生命扎根在基督耶稣的磐石上。
You need to deeply grounded and rooted upon the foundation of Jesus Christ.
你必须先学会听见神的话。
You firstly, you need to learn to listen in the word of God.
并且顺服神的话。
And then obey the word of God.
如果没有这个
If you don't have this,
你盖房子盖得很快的。
You can build up the house so very quickly.
什么叫做盖房子盖得很快呢
？What does it mean to build a house quickly？
就是很多人在教会
，many people in the church，
很快就会让人家觉得他很属灵
，and they very easily quickly they can let other people think that they are spiritual。
他们的热心
，they can people can see their zeal。
他们的爱心
，people can see their love for others。
他们很快就建立起自己的小团队
，very quickly they can。Form their own little group.
他们建立自己的小王国。
They can quickly establish their own little kingdom.
但是记住
But please remember,
风一来
When the wind blows on,
暴雨一来
And when the storm comes upon them,
什么都没有了
Everything is gone.
但是如果一个人学会扎根在基督的磐石上
But if a person learns to how to root it in Christ,
别人看实在不怎么地
other people may not recognize them.
什么都没有做
it looks like they did nothing.
什么都没有发生
there's nothing happening with them.
就是好好的读经
they just carefully reading the Bible.
被对付
and also being dealt by God.
破碎
and broken by God.
一点一滴的顺服神
and learning bit by bit how to obey God
要很久以后
and after a long time
人们才会看出生命的改变
then people start to see the change in their lives
当那个生命的改变
and when that life has been changed
它所发挥出来的影响力
and the effect that it will have on others
再大的风暴
No matter how great the storm will be
他都可以站立得住
He can stand firm
建造不只是要有根基 搞定
So when building not only need to have a strong foundation
要借着顺服神的话在这个根基上能够彻底的稳固
And yet, by obeying the word of God, we can build on the foundation stably.
从十二节开始
And from verse 12 onwards,
我们没有太多时间仔细来研究这些话语。
We don't have enough time to carefully analyze each word.
简单的说
But simply put it this way.
所有真正属灵的建造
Everything that is Spiritual building.
它有两种不同的材料。
There's two kinds of materials.
一种叫金银宝石。
One kind is gold, silver, and precious stones.
一种叫草木和秸。
The other kind is wood, hay, and straws.
金银宝石。
Gold, silver, and precious stone.
一般来讲
Speaking normally,
不管你多有钱
doesn't matter how rich you are,
一把钻石。
You take a handful of diamonds.
都是好几克拉的。
And there's many carats.
就是一把。
And it's whole handful.
哎，你们觉得那个价值怎么样？
What do you say about its value?
啊？
What do you think?
就一把啊，我就一把啊。
It's only just a handful.
如何啊？
What do you think?
不得了啊。
It's amazing.
因为我们那边有一个姐妹专门做钻石的。
There's a sister in my meeting that she's in trading of diamonds.
你有的时候看她是随便包包里面拿出一个袋子啊。
And you can look at, she can just pull out of her bag some kind of ring with diamonds on it.
她这是几百万美金啊。
And he showed to us that this is a couple of million US dollars. I thought, wow.
所以我很同情那些买钻石的姐妹啊。
And I was very pitiful those sisters that buying the diamonds.
哎，有一天找不到怎么办啊？
What happened if one day they could not find it?
大一更容易掉啊。
If you wear it, it's easier to be lost.
对不对？很麻烦的、啊、
It's very trouble, big trouble.
而且更大的麻烦是什么？
But there's a bigger trouble.
你千万不能爱它。
Because you cannot love the diamond.
我们那边有一个姐妹哦。
In my meeting place, there's a sister.
她常常把一些宝贝拿出来哦。
It's very often she took out all the treasure that she had.
一个一个的欣赏哦。
And it,Take it out and look at it and enjoying looking at it.
哇，漂亮
哦！ It looks so beautiful.
啊，真漂亮
哦！ Very beautiful.
我实在很替她担心啊。
But I also worry for her.
被提的时候，那个东西不会上去的。
Because when she's raptured, those things will be left behind.
那很伤感情的。
Then she will be very, very sad.
哦，不要去啊！我什么没有拿到啊
？Then Lord, please don't take me because my diamond is still here.
但是你知道这个金银宝石是很值钱的、啊、
，because you know precious stone is very very costly.
草木和屑呢
？What about wood, hay, and straws?
你们这边有人去买草的吗
？Has anybody here went to buy straws?
有吗
？Anyone?、
哦、我们美国很多
，but in America there's so many.
因为美国有很多牧场嘛。
Because in America there are so many farms.
那你知道到了冬天下大雪啊。
And so in winter when there's a lot of snow.
他们的那些什么牛啊都不知道要吃什么。
Because all their cattle and herds they have nothing to eat.
所以到了秋天你去看啊一车一车的草买回来啊。
So during autumn you can see they will buy truckloads of straws.
你知道一车的草有多大吗？
Do you know how many straw there is for a truckload?
那个是十轮的大卡车啊。
It's a 10-ton truck.
不得了啊。
That's so much.
我们这间放不了几车的。
In this hall, you cannot put many loads, truckloads of straws.
就满了。
And you filled it all up.
要不要一颗钻石？
Can that exchange for a diamond?
不用啊。
It cannot.
不用啊。
It's impossible because straws are so cheap.
所以什么意思？
So what does it mean?
这里告诉你啊。
And here it tells you.
真实的建造。
The true building.
是非常 costly 的。
It's very, very costly.
是要付代价的。
You need to pay a great price.
要付很大的代价的。
Have to pay a big price.
不只是在金钱上要付代价
Not only have to pay a price financially
在时间上要付代价
You need to pay a price in time management
在很多的事上要付代价
In many many things you need to pay a price
你们如果开放家庭
If you open your home
让弟兄姊妹来你家聚会
And you let brother and sister can come freely to your home to meet
不只是大人来
，and not only the adults came，
小孩也来
，and only little children can also come，
不是来三个五个
，and not just come two or three children，
至少也来个三四十个
，and it come 30 or 40 children，
试试看
，and just give it a try，
试试看
，give it a try，
你要付什么代价
And you start to feel what price you need to pay.
我讲两个我们家的小故事。
I want to tell you two small little stories from my family.
有一天聚完会了。
One day when we finished our meeting,
我们发现我们的抽水马桶。
And we discovered that our toilet
彻底的不通。
Our toilet bowl is completely blocked.
那我们花了很多的时间终于搞清楚。
And I spent a lot of time and finally come to understand.
原来我们聚会的时候
It was during our meeting.
我们有几个小朋友
There's a few little children.
他们发现
They discover.
我们厕所里面有一个 closet, 有一个储藏室。
They discover that the little cupboard in our bathroom.
里面有很多很多卷的卫生纸。
They discover that filled with toilet rolls.
他们就想出一个很好玩的游戏。
So they all come up with a very exciting, game to play.
我们可以放几卷卫生纸到抽水马桶里面去。
Let's ask Tess how many rolls of toilet paper we can stuff into the toilet bowl.
哦，他们真的很有创意啊。
And they was very, very creative.
我不知道他们用了多少卷。
Even up to this day, I do not know how many toilet rolls they have stuffed into the toilet bowl.
我只知道我请人来通的时候
I only know that when I asked a plumber to come to help me get rid of the blockage.
他说他做了二十多年的这个水电工啊。
It's like I've been more than 20 years as a plumber.
没有见过这么厉害的。
I never see a blockage this bad.
这叫代价吗？
That's a price you have to pay.
哎，我告诉你啊，这种代价是小代价，你知道吗
？But I want to tell you, this kind of price is only small price to pay.
因为修一修不是很多钱嘛。
Because you ask a plumber to fix it doesn't cost too much.
比较多麻烦的是那个流出来的东西流的到处都是，很讨厌的。
But what's worse is all the things that overflow and go everywhere.
那个是比较麻烦的。
That is even more difficult to clean up.
但是总的来讲是 OK 啦
But to me, that is OK.
但是你想一想
But now let's think about it.
你做接待家庭
You receive someone to your family.
你很辛苦
You are already doing so hard.
你很有爱心
Because you have so much love for others.
哇，你买很多好吃的给他们
You also bought so many delicious food for them.
哇，你想办法替他们安排接送
You also think of ways how to help them with transport.
你做了很多很多的好事。
You have done so many good works.
然后有一天你发现。
But one day you discover.
有人在背后说你。
Somebody is speaking behind your back.
好受吗
？Do you think that feel good?
好受吗
Do you feel good? Would you feel good?
不好受哦。
It's difficult.
怎么可以这个样子
？How can they treat me this way？
忘恩负义。
They completely forgot all the goodness I showed to them。
无中生有。
How they produce this kind of thing out of nothing？
哦，说我就是想要在教会出风头啊。
And even accuse me that I just want to show off myself in the church。
怕人家不知道啊。
And that I just worry that nobody recognize me。
还有一个人居然这样说
，And somebody even say this.
你知道他为什么这样做吗
？Do you know why they do these things?
他希望将来他可以控制这个教会啊。
Because he is hoping one day he can control the church.
哎，你听到这种话爽不爽
？Do you feel good when somebody speaking about you like this?
难受吧
？It's very hurtful.
别人怎么可以猜你的动机呢
how can they make up a motive for you?
他哪里知道我的动机
How do they know what I'm thinking, my motives?
他怎么可以这样说
How they can say these things?
哇气啊
You're so angry.
不干了
If they treat me this way, I'll give up.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
But dear brothers and sisters,
那个时候你就要问你自己
At that moment, you need to ask yourself,
你是服侍谁？
Who are you serving?
如果你真的是服侍主，
If you are serving the Lord,
你真知道这是主叫你做的，
And you clearly know God has called you into this service,
再多的代价，
No matter how great the price you have to pay,
值得吗？
Is it worth it?
值得。
Of course it's worth it.
值得。
It is worth it.
你还会生气吗？
Will you get angry?
你还会说不干吗？
Would you give up?
不会。
Of course not.
你会讲感谢主。
You will say, thank you, Lord.
给我这个机会。
Give me this opportunity.
让我可以付代价的来服侍你。
I can pay a price to serve you.
这里有一个很重要的概念啊。
And here is a very important concept.
我们今天在服侍的时候，
Today, as we are serving,
有一些代价我们是很愿意付的。
There's some price we're willing to pay.
有些代价是我们不愿意付的。
But some price we're not willing to pay.
我们每一个人不一样。
And every one of us is different.
但是神知道哪一个代价是你不愿意付的。
But God knows the price that you're not willing to pay.
你最不舍得付的那个代价。
The price you're most unwilling to pay.
是神看为最宝贵的。
To God is the most precious.
对亚伯拉罕来讲，
Speaking about Abraham,
神如果说亚伯拉罕杀两条牛，
And God said, Abraham, kill two oxen for me.
亚伯拉罕说小事一件，
And Abraham said, that's a small thing.
闲话一句，
And that's so easily done.
宰，
Kill them.
因为对他来讲钱不是问题。
Because to Abraham, money is nothing.
对吧？
Isn't that right?
如果神要求亚伯拉罕任何其他的东西，
If God asked Abraham to give up anything else,
我相信亚伯拉罕都说，没问题。
I believe Abraham would say, that's fine.
神偏偏要那个亚伯拉罕的命啊。
But yet God specifically askedAbraham's treasure in his heart.
比他的命还要宝贵的。
To him, Isaac was more precious than his own life.
你的儿子。
Your son.
你的独生的儿子。
Your one only son.
你的以撒。
Your Isaac.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你要服侍主吗？
Do you want to serve the Lord?
以主为中心的侍奉。
A service that is centered by the Lord, in the Lord.
就是你愿意付上任何的代价。
Is you are willing to pay any price?
因为基督付了所有的代价。
Because Christ has paid all the price.
买赎我们。
To redeem you and me.
我们还有什么保留？
Is anything else we can hold back?
如果你放上的那些东西，
If the things that you put on the altar,
没有什么，对你来讲不是很痛。
You don't feel any pain.
那就是草木和屑。
Well, those things is wood, hay, and straws.
可以看得很大。
They may look very big.
火一来就没有了。
But when the fire comes, they'll get all burned up.
我最稀奇的。
And what I think is most, strange is,
it is wonder and amazing.
To me, that is wonderful and amazing is,
怎么可能我们每一个属主的人，
How come it's possible for everyone us that belong to the Lord?
我们是主用宝血重价把我们买赎回来的。
For God has paid a great price by His own precious blood to redeem us.
我们侍奉他是理所当然。
It's our privilege to serve Him.
我们如果不爱主，
And if we don't love the Lord,
我们是可咒可诅的。
We are the most cursed.
我们就是应该爱他，
Because we must love him.
我们就是应该顺服他，
We must obey him.
因为他已经为我们死，
Because he have died for us.
他把命都为我们摆上了，
He have given us his life.
他有权利要求我们任何的东西。
He has the right to ask us for anything.
既然如此，
If it's like this,
我们就算我们做了一切他要我们做的。
So if we have done everything that he asked us to do,
难道不是应该的吗？
Isn't that our rights to do? Isn't that what we have to do?
你去公司上班，
you go to work in a company,
老板跟你讲好了付你什么样的工资，
if your boss already negotiated you for your wages,
然后你就好好的把你的工作做好，
and then you do your work well,
难道不是应该的吗？
Isn't that your duty?
应该的嘛。
Of course it's your duty.
这是我们该做的嘛。
This is what you need to do.
但是奇怪哦。
But strangely,
神的话在这里告诉我们。
But yet the word of God tells us here,
如果我们做了我们该做的，
if we have done everything that we must do,
我们做了 what we're supposed to do,
if we have done what we're supposed to do,
神居然说要 reward us,
and God yet say here He will reward us.
这个太没有道理啊！
It, to us, it's hard to understand.
有什么道理？
How can it be reasonable?
这是你该做的嘛？
This is what you're supposed to do.
那你就做了嘛？
Then you should just do it.
然后神就说 OK, 不错，做好了，很好。
And God say yes, that's well done.
不是。
No.
他说他要给我们奖赏。
And God said He will reward us.
啊，这个实在没有道理。
It sounds very unreasonable.
我觉得每一个基督徒，
I feel that for every Christian,
我们可以侍奉神，
we can serve God.
这是理所当然的。
That's what we have to do and purpose.
这是我们的特权啊。
Because it's our privilege.
我们应该做的嘛。
Because it's what we must have done, do.
那神为什么要奖赏我们呢？
Then why God still want to reward us?
摩西的妈妈，
the mother of Moses,
她应不应该好好的乳养她的儿子摩西？
Shouldn't she give her best to bring up her own son?
应该嘛。
Of course.
她的儿子嘛。
Because Moses is her son.
他就是应该奴养他的嘛。
She should nurture her own son.
但是在神奇妙的恩典中，
But in God's amazing grace,
摩西的妈妈做了他最应该做的事。
The mother of Moses have done what she's supposed to do.
法老的女儿要给他工资。
And yet the daughter of Pharaoh pay her a wage.
这有道理吗？
Is that reasonable?
这个一点道理都没有。
It seems unreasonable.
这个是难以想象的恩典啊。
This is a grace that's unthinkable.
为什么有这么好的事？
How can it seem so good?
我们应该好好的读主的话。
We need to read the word of God carefully.
我们应该好好的顺服主。
We need to carefully obey the Lord.
这是我们的责任。
Because this is our duty.
我们怎么能够相信居然神就会给我们许多想不到的恩典呢？
But yet,Amazingly, God will give us so much grace.
关于这个奖赏，
and speaking about this reward,
啊，这个读圣经的人有很多不同的看法。
The people that read the Bible have many different views.
有的讲到是审判的时候，
and some say is during when he's facing judgment.
有的说今天就可以，
and some speak about today.
那我觉得那个不要去花时间去争论。
I feel that we don't need to spend time to try to argue about that.
我觉得当我们读到这里的时候，
But when we read up to this point,
我们实在应该从心里的深处服服的敬拜。
We need to bow down in our heart before God.
怎么会有这么好的事？
How can it this good? Think
so good. 我们做了我们该做的。
We have done what we're supposed to do.
我们尽我们的努力做了一点我们该做的事。
We have done our best, a little thing that we're supposed to do.
神就要奖赏我们。
And yet God wants to reward us.
你到哪里去找一个这么好的神？
Where can you find a God that's so good like this?
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
天父，我们敬拜你。
Our Heavenly Father, we want to worship you.
你真伟大。
You are so great.
你是一个何等奇妙的神。
You are amazing God.
你什么都不缺少。
You lack nothing.
你根本就不需要我们做什么。
You don't need us to do anything for you.
然而在你奇妙的恩典中。
But in your amazing grace.
你选上了我们。
You chosen us.
你拯救了我们。
You save us.
你雕琢我们。
And yet you work on us.
你改变我们。
You change us.
让我们有机会可以服侍你。
And give us the opportunity to serve you.
你还要给我们奖赏。
And yet you still want to reward us.
我们不能够明白。
This is something hard for us to understand.
怎么会有这么好的事？
How can things be so good?
怎么会有这么好的一位神？
How can a God that's so good like this?
但愿我们一生一世。
May that throughout our whole life.
我们的所事所有和所能。
Everything that we are, everything that we are able.
我们全摆在祭坛上。
We want to offer it on the altar for you.
求你悦纳我们每一个人。
We pray that you accept each one of us.
使用我们每一个人。
And use each one of us.
把你的荣耀带在这个世界。
That your glory may brought to into this world.
把你的恩典带到我们周围的弟兄姐妹。
And that we may bring your grace to all the brothers and sisters around us.
好让你的家能够满足你的自己。
And that your house may bring satisfaction to you.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.